going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some Wu-Tang. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty. Ghost is a beast.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on the Score.
People assuming they have information about me, that's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's, you know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million is absolute. I said I play for 10.
Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. He is upset.
He's always upset. That man uses ego to masquerade for enlightenment, or uses enlightenment to masquerade his ego, perhaps. My goodness.
Did you enjoy the fact that the Jets were like, yeah, we made you fly across this country? We sure did.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on there.
We sure did.
He was all grumpy about
and,
that. And we don't want
and
your
we
thoughts.
We don't want you.
And we don't want your thoughts about who might be good as a leader anything.
You
want
to play ball this year?
Yeah,
great.
We're okay.
You won't be here with the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who has held teams hostage, has tried to hold leagues hostage to feed his ego. He said this time he's not doing that, though. He's not holding anybody
10
hostage.
10 M's, baby.
No. I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything when it comes to this decision.
So, open to anything and not attached to anything. Attached to nothing. This from Diana Russini today, as I give you a few different quarterback things. Okay, Lawrence?
Okay.
Sources tell me Pittsburgh has not received any further update from the four-time MVP following his Pat McAfee Show appearance last Thursday, in which he was open to anything and attached to nothing, while he continued to focus on off-field matters. The Steelers have not instituted a hard deadline for when they expect Rodgers to make his decision. But the widespread expectation is that Rodgers will ultimately suit up for the Steelers in 2025. That is, if he doesn't retire. So the Steelers sitting there at what, 21? I think the Steelers are at 21.
Yes, and that's where Pete Schrager has them drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Tomorrow night. Like tomorrow night, they might be in a position where they have to decide, do we take Shedeur Sanders or do we take Jackson Dart if he's there? Eric Edholm, who's our guest next hour, has the Steelers taking Jackson Dart in his latest mock.
Do they trade George Pickens tomorrow night?
To move up and maybe get Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart, if that's what you want to do.
To get rid of a receiver. They're really good at doing that.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of a receiver before they implode and have no value whatsoever.
Making you think that that receiver has a ton of value, and then that guy gets to your team, and then he sucks.
But
or he's crazy.
Seems like the Steelers are... I know Aaron said he's not holding anybody hostage. I know.
And we're not hostages. We can choose. And doesn't Tomlin always say that? We don't want hostages. We want volunteers.
But the Steelers have to make up their mind, not knowing if this Jamoke is going to emerge from the darkness and say he wants to play.
It's better to have volunteers as opposed to hostages.
There
That's
it
right.
is.
I think that they're not the only team. I think for all of the ladies, she doth protest too much up in Minneapolis. I think that
they're holding out for the possibility of Rodgers. Do you know what the rumor is about what they might do? Is they might trade for a quarterback. Okay? This also from Diana Rossini. Players who could be traded during the draft include quarterbacks Sam Howell, Will Levis, Aiden O'Connell, and Kirk Cousins. That Kirk Cousins is rumored as a possible Viking. Can you imagine?
I don't think that's happening again.
He might not want to go any place where there's a young quarterback and he's got to deal with everything just like he dealt with it with Penix in Atlanta.
I believe he is, maybe he didn't say this on the record, but I think people close to him said that he's not doing anything until after the draft. That he's not going to lift any or accept any trades until after the draft to kind of see what the quarterback landscape is. I also think Kevin O'Connell is probably done with the whole Kirk Cousins thing.
You'd think so.
Hence them being done with the whole Kirk Cousins
thing. So they didn't hold on to Daniel Jones, who's down in Indianapolis to compete with Anthony Richardson.
And he will probably win that job.
But they need a guy. They need a guy behind JJ to potentially be their Darnold. Is it Sam Howell?
No, Sam. Well, I've always liked Sam Howell.
He put up numbers in Washington. A lot of picks, but numbers.
But the interceptions are a big thing. It was a different regime and a different philosophy. I like him. He's definitely got some moxie to him. But I think you need someone more established than that.
Because your roster's good.
Yeah, but also they can't. The Cousins thing is interesting to me. It just seemed like everyone was good with him moving on there. But maybe you do think, well, we're really close to being great. And if we could get another year of more than, we shouldn't just talk about Darnold being competent. He was more than that in the regular season. In the postseason, but in the regular season, he was an MVP candidate last year.
I hope that the man, Aaron Rodgers, who masquerades and uses his ego as phony enlightenment, gets left out from the game of musical chairs and has nobody that wants him when he decides he wants to play. That's what I hope. Think it's possible?
I'm trying to think of what other teams might, once it's all said and done, if they think that their contenders might want him. For example, would you, if you're Miami, do you go, you know, we think that Tua is the guy, we paid him as such, but what if we were to drop Aaron Rodgers up in here?
Sure. There could definitely be some teams that go that way.
Or San Francisco. They haven't paid Purdy yet, right? He hasn't gotten a long-term deal.
No, and I know you've thought before, and it has some merit, that Aaron's sitting around hoping that the Niners come calling, even though he hated them theoretically at the beginning. That would be some hometown stuff. But he's got no family that loves him, so...
We don't know that they don't love him.
I'm pretty sure.
I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything.
Oh, God. One of my least favorite humans in sports. This from Diana Rossini about the young quarterbacks in this draft. One name that keeps coming up more and more is Tyler Shuck of Louisville. Despite being a bit older, he'll turn 26 in September, there are coaches out there who believe in him. One even told me he thinks Shuck could end up being the best quarterback in this class if he lands in the right situation. This coach had him graded above Cam Ward. Your guy!
See? That's why you watch Tyler Shuck tape.
Is that why?
He's tough. He's got a strong arm. He plays on time. But here's the thing. When you're talking about an older quarterback, is that player, any older player that wasn't dominant? He was good, but he wasn't dominant.
Yeah.
You go, oh, you were out there throwing against 17-year-olds.
And you were doing it. You were out there and you were doing
it. And you were okay. Yeah. Why weren't you great?
It's fair. And then I wanted to get this in because the Shedeur Sanders slander and analysis has all kind of blended together a little bit. There's like aggregator quotes out there, which are brutal. And I saw one and then I was like, wait a minute, that came from an actual place. And it came from Tom Pelissero's article on NFL.com. A long, careful, detailed, multi-paragraph breakdown of Shedeur Sanders. But oh man, it included this quote. One longtime NFL assistant coach said that his time with Shedeur Sanders was, quote, the worst formal interview I've ever been in my life.
Oof.
He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's not that good, unquote. That. Woo! So there's people who think that about Shador. And that is the, that's a blend of analysis and potential slander based on an interview. Where, how do we feel about this? It's interesting.
There's a lot to unpack with that. We should have talked about this earlier.
Just saw the quote yesterday.
Because there's so much stuff with him. And you have to look at the football, too. He completed 74% of his passes last year.
I know, but he also broke contain and did a lot of things. He did not play on time an awful lot. Got sacked, I think, 90-plus times in 2 years.
Well, part of that is stuff that we should be able to relate to here.
Uh-huh.
That first year, the offensive line in Colorado was absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Second year was better, and you do have Travis Hunter that you're able to throw the ball to. I think people expect, when they think of Deion Sanders' son, I think they expect a much better athlete than what Shador actually is. It's weird because I think he's more quarterback than athlete.
And yet he has played like more athlete than quarterback, according to some of the scouts. Like, he thinks he can be that guy, and that can be dangerous if you think you're that guy.
It can be, but I think he also has better accuracy than he's being given credit for, and better time. I would disagree with that, coach, that he doesn't play on time enough. I think a lot of the stuff that they were doing at Colorado was based on him being kind of a timing thrower. But that whole conversation about him and whether you want all of the stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of people are expecting Deion to put pressure on the NFL coaching staff.
And do you want that? Like, yeah. Is he a good enough prospect for you to want all of that? And I would say no, but I also don't then want to say he's not a good prospect, because I think he is. It's just a matter of how much are you willing to put up with to get to the best part of him as a quarterback in the face of your franchise.
So I've seen some mocks that have the Saints taking a quarterback at 9 right in front of the Bears. And it could be Shador, it could be Jackson Dart. I've also seen teams trading up with the Saints to get a quarterback right before the Bears. And that would be a lovely scenario if, say, Mason Graham or Tyler Warren or Ashton Jeanty, if you want that, is sitting there on the board and the Saints take a quarterback at 9 instead, and you can just let your guy fall to you. That would be one of the dream scenarios for Thursday night.
You remember yesterday how we were talking about the idea of lying season?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's important that we hear from someone who covers the team on a daily basis who might think that there was some lying going on in one particular idea. We'll share that with you next here on the Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea.
True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.